How you doing? Sorry for coughing right at the beginning of this. This is a wee little audio boo from Self and Sean. It's the 2nd of April. We're a quarter of the way through the year. And today we're at Julian S College in Musselburgh. And we're at an event called Feast 2011, which is a celebration of Scottish food and drink. And just a wee dram, which has just warmed me up nicely. I don't think Sean did because he was on the Skype last night and he's trying to be good today.
No, it's because I'm driving, clearly.
Let me tell you how good this 20-year-old single malt was. It was gorgeous. It's been a great day. The families have been here together for the first time, which is a shame on us, given that we've been doing this for 12 weeks and that's the first time the families have got together. So we've just taken a quick 5 minutes out to explain Feast 2011 and what it's about.
And taste a 20-year-old single malt.
And exactly, yeah. So basically, we've had our fill of Scottish food today, which is food from right across the country, some beautiful beef and salmon and all the rest of it. It makes you realise, well, first of all, Sean, you explain what the event is about and why the college has done it.
The college has...
There's two colleges, by the way.
Yeah, they pulled it together. It's Julian Esk and Queen Margaret University have laid this on. I think it's maybe the second year whereby they have their students, their sort of catering students, their chefing students, who are supported by a number of big name chefs. Well, for instance, the first demonstration I caught this morning was from Tom Kitchen. Very enjoyable, packed out auditorium, and they have all that on all through the day. The students themselves then prepare dishes which we've been sampling along with a steady flow of people, it has to be said.
Yeah.
And quite magnificent surroundings, it has to be said.
Yeah, first time I've been here is magic.
Right, it's really good. And the idea being, one, to help the development of the students, but just as importantly, just to show what is available food-wise here on our own shores. And they've split it up into areas. I mean, we've been through Dumfries and Galloway, we've been, you know, up to Fife, into the northeast, Perth, to East Lothian, Arran, Ayrshire, Shetland, the borders, right into Midlothian, East Lothian, and just giving you literally a flavour of what you can get here in Scotland.
So great meat, great seafood, great cheese. I've had some lovely cheese today, and I've bought some nice cheese from there. They're a farmer's market here as well.
There was cake, I must admit, I've not done the cake, but I did try some of the berry jelly.
Yeah,
I don't know if you managed to catch.
No, I've not had any of that yet.
That was good stuff.
It should be pointed out we haven't left this place yet, so we can still have a wee bit more without going overboard.
And there are sample portions to be fair.
Exactly, there are sample portions.
Yeah, they've been gorging all day.
I've been at one or two food festivals before in Edinburgh where it's just a piss take, frankly. You pay huge amounts of money, and then restaurants will give you squitty little portions, and then expect you to pay more money on top for that. This is actually a level above that. It's you know, it's okay, there's a commercial element to it, but it is really showcasing Scottish food at its best. And
there's also something of an organic market outside as well, almost like a farmer's market. And
that's your bag.
That's my bag full of goods in there. There's steak, there's chicken, there's eggs, there's veg, there's marinated tofu.
I know. Well, yeah, I happened to be standing next to you when you got the tofu, and I think they thought we were a modern couple, shall we say.
Well, you know, it's a bit that better, perhaps.
Indeed. Well, yeah, my wife's gone away with the kids and a bag full of gear as well, so I will be having hot smoked mackerel salad for the rest of the week and into next week as well, probably. No, really happy to have done this today, and we've got to thank Lynn Russell at Queen Margaret University for putting a stick in our ribs to make sure that we did come along today, and it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I think it's a very successful event, and I suppose congratulations to everyone involved as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if anyone is reading this, if you do get a chance, go and check out what local produce your local butcher, your baker, or your candlestick maker is putting together, because there's some good stuff out there. And you know, I'm looking at a saltire flag outside just now and feeling actually quite proud to be Scottish, because all the good stuff we do sometimes.
And what's more, it's healthy.
So we're going to do a longer podcast, I think, just now, while we're together for the first time in ages. So bye just now, and we'll speak soon.